well, the rest is history. After Terminator 3, I became the highest paid movie star in Hollywood. And let me tell you something, it continued on. Even when I ran for governor, people said, Arnold, you will never make it. You will never become governor of California. What do you know about government? Well, the fact is I knew exactly as much about government as the rest of the people knew in California, which is the government is out of touch and is out of sync with the people, and it needed a shake-up. So I didn't listen to all those people that said I would never make it. I continued campaigning. I listened to my dreams, and the rest also is history. I became governor. So always, it just carried me on, those dreams. So bodybuilding gave me the confidence. Movies gave me the money. And public service and being a governor gave me a purpose larger than myself. And that is the brief story of my dreams and the brief story of my early life and how my dreams made me successful. A person, of course, should not be stingy with their dreams. So I, of course, don't just think and dream about myself, but also have dreams for you and dreams for China. So let me just talk a little bit about that. China's economy has become an engine of human progress, lifting millions of people out of poverty. This is a moral and economic good for China and for the rest of the world. I often read that China's economy is likely to become the largest in the world over the next 50 years. And I think this is terrific. This does not mean, of course, that America will get poorer. It just means that China will get richer. And the United States will benefit from China's progress as much as the U.S. benefited from the rise of Western Europe after World War II.